The Cuban Revolution was brand new, and Robert Williams was among the first to recognize its impact. Very early on in the organizing in Monroe, he went to see Cuba for himself, and was one of the founders of the National Fair Play for Cuba Committee.
Robert first was invited to go to Cuba with 10 other writers and political activists to see what the Cuban Revolution had accomplished right after Fidel Castro came to power. But at that time, Cuba had not declared itself a leftist communist nation. They just invited some black scholars to come because they had made a lot of changes with the race issue. And when he came back, he was instrumental with some of the left people in New York to establish the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. Robert began to travel for them all over the country to speak and trying to get our government at the time to recognize the Cuban government's legitimacy to exist and to have friendly relations with Cuba after the revolution.
And I returned to the United States from Cuba right after the triumph of the Cuban Revolution. A lot of white newspaper men met me at the airport in New York. And they said, but how could you, an American, how could you stand it in Cuba? How could you stand to hear them talking about Yankee go home, Yankee go home, U.S. imperialism? I told the man, I said, look, the man said Yankee, I'm not a Yankee. You have deprived me of everything on this earth that would make me a Yankee. Now when the man says Yankee go home, he's talking about you. And he's not talking about me. And I told him, I said, you know what? I felt good. I've never felt so good in my life. To be in a crowd of people of all shades, all kinds of people, and they all were standing up with their weapons, with their guns, and they said, Yankee, go home, and they meant it.
There was the rising tide of national movements in Africa, people rising up to try to take control of their own destiny. There were movements going on all over South America. The Native Americans were moving, and we were uniting with all of those people. Through our crusader, we were able to publish what was happening in other movements and send our crusader to these other movements so that they could see what was happening, not only with us, but what was happening in the uprisings going on all over the world. And as a result, we were building a whole network of people who were desiring change and internationalizing our full struggle.